Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Petaluma United Methodist Church as we celebrate our worship, our virtual worship, on Sunday, June 21st. It's the first day of summer, officially geologically, as yesterday was the summer solstice this year, June 20th, when the longest day of the year, as the earth tilts as far as it tilts toward the sun here in the northern hemisphere. So we have this special time when daylight is with us, everything is in full bloom, the glory of the sun is upon us, and welcome to worship. It's great to have everyone here who's regular. If you're new, if this is your first time joining with us, a special welcome to you. We're glad that you have found us and are participating with us here on this virtual worship. This is my last Sunday with you all. I am retiring, as you know, at the end of June. Next Sunday, the 28th, I will be on vacation. I had last week of vacation, so I will be gone, but you're going to have some people from the congregation doing some special readings and sharings for the service. It will be a special service that we've all put together for you for next week. And I know that today, I don't know all the details, but I know that after, on Sunday morning, after our worship, if you're listening to this beforehand, but as we gather on the lawn to listen to Marilyn's playing of the carillon bells, that afterwards, I know some people have put some things together to help me celebrate my retirement. So I hope that you'll be able to be there for that, or that if you were, that was a meaningful thing. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to finding out all the details of what they did together. So we'll take a moment then as we just center ourselves for our worship at home, outside, wherever you are.
Call to worship. The Holy Spirit has given us life and pours on us the power to become new people.
The winds of the Spirit have given us breath, and the fire of the Spirit has rekindled in us a love for God and for each other.
Come here in faithfulness and be ready for the surprises that God's Spirit brings.
We open our lives to the presence of God and trust God's promise to us that we can live new lives of freedom and grace. May God help us to be true people of Spirit, letting holy surprises fill our days.
Invocation. This is in two parts. You'll be joining in on the second half. God of wondrous love, you have touched us and never left us in despair. You have held us in our grief and chaos. You have never deserted us. You paid us a visit and your visit has never ended. You clung to us when we were given up for dead.
In life and in death, you raise us anew.
This we know.
This we experience. This is your word of assurance. God of wondrous love, touch us again in this time. Stay with us as we continue healing our memories and lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We give thanks, O God of sacred stories, for the witness of Holy Scripture. Through it, you nurture our imaginations, touch our feelings, increase our awareness, and challenge our assumptions. Bless, we pray, our hearing of your word this day. Speak to us, each of us, speak to all of us, and grant that by the power of your Spirit, we may be hearers and doers of your word. I'll be reading from Psalms this morning. It's Psalm 86, Supplication for Help Against Enemies. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. This ends the first reading.
Our second reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, and the verses that we're hearing in chapter 3, they're a prayer for the Ephesians, and indeed, as the listeners, for all of us who hear this. Hear then the lively word of God. For this reason I kneel before God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of God's glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through God's Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to the one who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It's always so nice to be surprised, to be affirmed by Scripture, especially when it's a surprise. Now, if you've ever read the church newsletter, you know that I sign my reflections with the phrase, trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit to continuously surprise us beyond our wildest imaginings. And here in Ephesians we read, "Now to the one who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine." Amen. Can I hear an amen? Yes. What a run it's been. It's been a good, fruitful journey together these past 3 years. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for welcoming me and working with me, for keeping me on track and being willing to compromise and experiment with new and different things. Thanks for sharing and stepping up, for sticking in there, for having faith and moving forward, day by day, week by week, month by month, into the unknown future. The saying, you know, it is so true. We make the road by walking it. And we have indeed done that. Some may have been more tentative, some at first doubtful, but I think I can honestly say that all have stepped out onto the road, the journey of faith, which is life here at Petaluma United Methodist Church. Thank you. Thank you. On this, my last Sunday, I have a story for you, a spiritual story which speaks to this road we're all on. It's the legend, the old legend of St. Christopher, and it goes like this. Christopher was a mild and gentle giant of a man who served the king of Canaan faithfully. And though he cared deeply for his lord, the king, he dreamed of serving the strongest master in the world. And so, taking leave of Canaan, he traveled until he came to the castle of the one said to be the greatest ruler in the world. And when the king saw the size and strength of Christopher, well, he made him second in command and invited him to dwell in his court. And one day, when a minstrel was entertaining the king, he sang a song about the devil. And whenever the name of the devil was mentioned, the king made the sign of the cross. Christopher afterwards asked the king about his actions. "Well, it's to ward off the devil," the king answered. "Do you fear his power?" asked Christopher. "Ah, yes," said the king. "He has great might." And Christopher shook his head sadly, and he said, "I must leave you then, my lord, for I have a great desire to serve the most powerful one in this world, and it would seem that the devil is that one." And so Christopher began his search for the devil, wandering until he met a great company of knights, and the leader of the knights, a man who appeared cruel and horrible, he approached Christopher. He asked him what he wanted. "I'm in search of the devil to be my master," said Christopher evenly. "I am the one you seek," said the terrible knight. And Christopher immediately bowed before the devil and promised his allegiance. All a bit later, as the company of knights walked together, they came upon a cross standing at an intersection. Immediately, the devil turned to the side, taking his followers in a circuitous route until he finally came back to the highway. "Why did we take this route?" asked Christopher. At first, the devil was reluctant to answer, but Christopher persisted. "Well, there was once a man called Christ who was killed on a cross," the devil explained. "When I see his sign, I'm afraid and attempt to avoid it." "Well, then he is greater and more powerful than you," said Christopher. "I see that I have yet to find this Christ, whoever he is." So Christopher began a long search for the one people called Jesus, the Christ. At last he came upon a pious hermit who welcomed him and began to teach him about Jesus. One day the hermit spoke to Christopher. He said, "You're not ready to serve Christ. In order to do this, well, you have to fast." And Christopher said, "Oh, it's very difficult for me to fast. Please, you know, ask me to do something else." "Well, then you must wake early in the morning and pray for long hours every day," the hermit said. "Please," said Christopher, Find me a task more to my ability. I'm not a man who can pray for long periods of time. So the hermit thought and thought. He thought for a moment, then before he spoke again, "You are indeed tall and strong. You shall live by the river and carry across anyone who comes in need. In that way, you will serve Jesus. I hope that our Lord Christ will one day show himself to you." And so Christopher began his life of service at the river, and he was stationed where the current was very strong. And there, with the help of a huge pole, he carried rich and poor alike over the treacherous waters. And one day, as he slept in his lodge by the river, Christopher heard the voice of a child calling, "Christopher, come carry me over." When he looked outside, he saw no one. And then back in his lodge, he again heard the voice call. And again, his search was unsuccessful. The third time, he went outside, and he found a child who begged Christopher to carry him over the river. The giant took the child on his shoulders and began his walk across the river. As the water rushed against his body, the weight of the child was almost too much to bear. And the further that Christopher walked, the more the water swelled and the heavier the child rested on his shoulders. And for the first time in his life, the giant Christopher was gripped with a fear of death, of drowning. At last, using all his might, Christopher reached the far side, the land, and he put the child down. And lying there, nearly exhausted, Christopher spoke to the child. "I was in great trouble in the water. I felt as if I had the weight of the whole world on my shoulders." And then the child spoke. "Indeed, you have borne a great burden, Christopher. I am Jesus, the Christ, the King you serve in your work. This day you have carried not only the whole world, but the one who created the world. In order that you might know what I say is true, place your staff in the earth by the house, and tomorrow it will bear flowers and fruit." And then the child disappeared. Well, the next morning, Christopher walked outside, and there he found his staff bearing flowers and leaves and dates. And Christopher now knew that he served the greatest and most powerful master in the world. Among the principles of spirituality embedded in this story is the one of finding God where you are. See, here is a man who he couldn't fast, he couldn't pray for long, but in his own gifts, he found the Christ. He found his sanctity, as we would say, where he was planted. He uncovered his story where he was, and in turn, he became a story for us to live by. May each of you find God where you are, in what you are doing, here in this church and in your own lives. May the story that you uncover become a story for others to live by. May you be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Holy Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts. May you be filled with all the fullness of God. May it ever be so. this is our time of praying together, a time of lifting up joys and concerns that we have. So if you're at home or wherever you are at this moment, if you would just envision those people or those situations, say them out loud if that has meaning for you, if that would be important, or if you're gathered with a family or some friends, please take this opportunity to share the concerns and prayers that and joys that you have. Gracious and loving God, we come before you in humbleness. We come before you boldly as your children, as indeed your heirs, as Jesus told us. May we open ourselves. May we find a way to be open to the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives, that we might share this love and this power with others throughout our daily lives. We pray especially for our county and our state and country as we begin to find ways to move out of the time that we've been isolated physically during this COVID-19 pandemic. It continues, we know, but please be with us and help us be safe in how we find ways to again begin to connect and open up our society. May we not do it too quickly. And may we do it in such a manner that everyone is safe. We lift up also the social justice issues that we are experiencing, the ongoing looking at the nature of this racism, the racial undercurrent, racism undercurrent in our society. Please let us find ways to deal with it productively and authentically, that we might move through it rather than keeping to deny it and allowing it to fester. That is the only way we can move through it as a society, is to acknowledge it and name it, that it exists, that we all play a part in it, and we must find a way together to work through it. May that be so. We pray that your Spirit will help us do so. We lift up and ask your healing power and your presence and your peace with those that in our community and families that need healing, that have issues in their lives, that your peace can be an important part of the healing and the process. For all these things, we pray in the name of the one who has taught us how to live, has taught us how to be together in this beautiful, crazy, wonderful world, this creation, which is a gift. For this and all things we say together, amen and amen.
God has shown us the meaning of generosity in the beautiful diversity of creation, in the overflowing love of Jesus Christ, and the never-ending gift of the Holy Spirit. God has abundantly blessed us and called us to be a community that blesses others through the sharing of our love, our talents, and our material possessions. Let us rejoice now in what we have been given and what is ours to give as we receive our morning offering.
Thank you.
We dedicate our lives and all that we have to the work of life, of love, and peace. Receive our gifts and lead us in wisdom and courage. Amen. Marilyn will now be playing hymn number 577, God of Glory and God of Grace.
As we go forth today, I send you forth with a benediction, which is also a commissioning. As we go forth and leave this place of worship, at home or wherever you're worshiping, remember, any place can be a place of worship if that is in your intent doing it in such a manner. And so I bid you all go from here with open arms, with heads held high, with love in your hearts. Each one of us is beautiful and loved by God. No matter what happens, always remember that. Always believe in yourselves. Go out and follow your dreams. And if your dreams go up in smoke, build new dreams and follow them. Grab hold of your future and change your world as Christ has changed your lives. Be everything you can be. Be at peace with your neighbor and your God. May you know happiness, joy, and gratitude, and be filled with all the fullness of God. Go in peace.